All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Comics Podcast. This is episode 96. Right now it's just Ash and myself, and it looks like it's just going to be us two. Ignore my dog in the background. She just finished eating and she's just looking up her bowl trying to catch whatever is left over in her food. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We are live on Twitch and on TikTok as well. So everyone that is on TikTok and on Twitch, you know, comments, you know, throw us some comments, throw us some likes and stuff like that.
We are our third person.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Hey, why don't we turn this into an AMA?
Because I don't know if we're getting any questions. Or is that the, you're now eating?
No, that's
nice. SMR?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
AMAs, ask me anything. So what I'll do here.
All right, let's do it. Ask me anything.
You want to do that?
But let's just do what, like an ongoing.
Right, hold on.
It's gonna be
I'm gonna end up sharing. I'm gonna end up sharing the our live to a few people. Hi.
Oh,
hi.
No. Oh my hi. Goodness.
Hi. 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 Yes, you ate, didn't you? It was delicious, huh? Yeah.
Okay. Smell my food.
I need you to get down. Thank you very much. No. Get down, savage beast.
Be gone, Satan.
No. Stop.
Oh, no.
Ojo.
I'm just going to get the viewers all these.
She's trying to bite me. Ojo. Stop it. Get off of me. Stop. Enough. Jesus Christ. All right. Alrighty then.
Ooh.
There we go. All right, so I share.
Ellie Mal says he wants to be on the show. Louie's a girl, though, right?
Louie's a girl.
She wants to be on the show.
Yeah. Louie wants to.
And you know what we should do for the 100?
Yeah.
We should, when we're at full capacity, we should do the show. And then if the Ask Me Anything works, we'll do the Ask Me Anything with our full crew.
Yeah.
So this is our test. Skits to be coming soon.
Alex. What's up, Alex? Welcome, bud.
Hey. Better, homie.
Bro. I know you got the vid, so hope you feel better, homie.
We could be talking about stuff because, you know, we're doing a show instead of us looking at our phone.
I know. Well, no, here we go. Watch, look.
Yo, so what's the scenario?
Boom. I just sent him an invite so he can join us from his phone.
Who, Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, he already said he's not feeling... Okay. You mean on Twitch or on the show?
On TikTok. He says I'm getting... All right, so we'll go ahead and jump into the show. So episode 96. So everyone that's on our TikTok, like I was saying, on TikTok, on our Twitch, comment, share. You know, let's go ahead and get this going.
Have you started? You caught up with Cobra Kai, or are you still hating on it?
I have not been watching Cobra Kai.
Okay, bro.
Hey, there's Alex.
Skip the cat with Frankenstein.
It's all good, dude. Can you hear him? You can't hear him at all.
Yeah. Like crap.
Is that better?
Testing, 1, 2, testing.
Yeah.
Oh man, I hear it. No better, man.
Bad.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
They said that the sequel sucked. They were right.
The sequel to what?
This is the second time he caught COVID.
Oh shit. Yeah, man. Which one was worse, the second one or the first time?
Actually, you know what? The first time got me really bad because I wasn't vaccinated. But this one left me pretty weak, man.
Like SWV weak?
Like bad. Like I can't, like, it's hard for me to move around.
SWV was a 90s R&B group. They sang, I Get So Weak.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Dr. Yoshi Puff? We're not playing any games right now. But we can do an AMA if you want to do that. So feel free, ask us anything.
We will be doing games next week as I am the host.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Alex, we're gonna ask Alex to come back on the show, and
We'll probably have Jose on as well, and then we'll see how it goes. Right on, man, right on. So to jump into like a few topics and whatnot, we are pretty excited that Hugh Jackman's coming back as Wolverine. I don't know what Ryan Reynolds had to do in order to get Hugh Jackman to come back. I mean, you know, he probably what did he say in Deadpool? What do you say? He called him Pulverine. He had a nice down under. Some shit like that.
There's supposed to be like behind the end credit scene where Deadpool resurrects Logan and stuff.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he has that fucking watch.
Yeah, yeah.
The girlfriend's back alive, so if anything.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I mean, I'm excited. It's like a part of me is excited about it, but a part of me is kind of worried that I don't want them to screw up Logan, like tarnish, you know, Logan. You know, I'm a little worried about it, but I don't know.
I don't think it will. I mean, technically, Logan is still in the future. So if they, you know, as long as they're not, what was it, 2029, I think it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean, as long as it doesn't, it's going to be fine. Plus, again, alternate universes, everything's going to be explained away.
Well, I saw a theory. They were saying, like, okay, what if it's, what if he's a variant? He's a variant Wolverine or a variant Logan, because, okay, if you, okay, so spoiler for anyone that has not seen Ms. Marvel. At the very end of Ms. Marvel, they kind of drop a little bit of mutant knowledge, because Kamala Khan's best friend, Bruno, I think, he ends up saying, like, oh, like, we ran some tests on you and it looks like your blood's mute, or your DNA has a mutation in it. And like, that's the first time that they used the word mutant or mutation on there. And what's it called? So, and then like the undertone was the 97 X-Men theme that was played. And then in Multiverse of Madness, we got Professor X, like, literally ripped out of the cartoon in his yellow wheelchair, or his hovering wheelchair. And then they played the theme, the 90s, right, the 90s theme. So a lot of people are saying, the theory that they're saying is, like, what if, because they're running with that, with the X-Men 97, what if the Wolverine that we get in Deadpool 3 is a variant of that X-Men universe, the X-Men 97 universe? Oh, the yellow and the blue suit?
If he gets to rock that in the Deadpool movie, even if it's a joke, I'm all for it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what they end up doing, you know. But what about you, Ash? What do you think?
I think it's going to be awesome. I think they're going to do an awesome movie. I think they're going to do Wolverine Origins, how he was annoying him the whole time. I think it's going to be with better writing. I almost think it's going to be almost exact the way he was annoying Cable. It's going to be like the same movie, basically. But, I mean, but with Hugh Jackman and reprising the role of Logan. He has a way of, he's annoying, but not to the point. It's like a little brother. Like, he's annoying, but, like, he has moments and he fucking wins right. You over.
Yeah.
He won over his roommate. He won over Cable. He won over, you know what I mean? Like, he's just like a lovable asshole. So,
what do you think the story is going to be about?
Well, I mean, I would have never guessed X-Force was a, you know, I would have been,
yeah.
I would have never guessed, like, Shadow Star dies all fucking real quick.
Yeah.
It's going to be whatever serves that story. So it's kind of hard to be like, it's going to be like when Cable was first announced, I was thinking that fucking sewer scene when he's on top of his claws and he has the fucking gun. Like, that's what I saw, like the iconic fucking cover wasn't what we got. But I mean, I was very happy with what we got. But just I feel like Kevin Feige knows that stuff. Like, oh, you know, like being a fellow collector at that time.
Right.
Like, what we would expect, like what we would see, you know, and what works.
Well,
that comparison where I can't think of it. He's Captain America's protecting somebody, saying he's just a kid, but in the other meme, he's fucking up Spider-Man.
Oh,
I can't remember who he's protecting. There, Melly Mel says there was a zombie Captain America at Oogie Boogie Bash this year. So that would be awesome.
I got to see him. Unfortunately, the line to take a picture with him was horribly long.
Yeah.
So we definitely skipped that. But I saw him from a distance, so it was pretty cool.
Fucking, not only do they have the hardcore Disney adults that, like, are, you know, all into the movies and just want to see the characters
right.
from, now they have, like, if they gotta fucking make two Disneylands.
That's well, fucking, yeah,
they're
and
extended, you know that, right?
But yeah. Star Wars,
I was about to say, did you hear what he said?
They're going to expand. Expanding?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're expanding the Avengers campus. They're making another ride, I believe.
Yeah, it's supposed to be interactive, and you're supposed to be fighting alongside the Avengers. And the main big bad is supposed to be King Thanos in that.
Right. Yeah, so that could be cool. Honestly, they got a lot of land still left to plummet there in Disneyland, you know?
Yeah.
They got to take down some freeways and some hotels. Screw it. Don't you? give us more Avengers campus.
That shit's going to be $300 to get in a ticket.
Oh, of course.
You know what, though? But we're going to pay it. We're going to pay it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dr. Yoshipuff says, if you hear interviews, Kevin Feige... build Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, so we're good. Oh, built Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. Okay, cool. So that's good, man. I mean, like I said, I just don't want
the suit or the what, like the character, or what are we talking about?
I think the character. I think it's more so the character, because Feige isn't the type of person that doesn't have a plan. You know what I mean? Like, he has this shit mapped out, probably all the way to phase 12, 20, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? That's where they're at. That's where I'm sure he has it, you know? Because, oh yeah, he's right. Dr. Yoshipuff's right. Did you know that Kevin Feige was actually on a producer, I think? Or
on the first X-Men, yeah.
Yeah, on the very first X-Men?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. So,
he was actually Jackman on.
Yeah. He said, Dr. Yoshipuff also says, and he gave Hugh the comics when they didn't want... the actors and he gave Hugh comics when they didn't want the actors didn't want to have them. Oh, the actors that they didn't want to have them. Yeah. So that's dope, dude. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. It's like I've been saying this for a while now, like Marvel at this point has proven themselves to, you know, essentially do what they want. Phase 4, a lot of people are complaining that Phase 4, it doesn't connect, doesn't do this, it doesn't do that, you know. It's not building to the next thing. I don't think they have to. Like, I think they've earned it, you know, the last 11 years.
You feel like they're waiting for the next Civil War in the end games, or they're...
No, man, I think Phase 4...
The disappointed people.
You feel like probably, they're... probably, yeah. I think Phase 4... Phase 4 is their, for lack of a better words, their quote-unquote senioritis, okay? You know, they can just, like, lean back, chill, and just, you know, coast it for Phase 4, which is essentially what they're doing. They're expanding. They're, especially because Phase 4 is the first time that they're having TV shows on, you know, that's part of the MCU universe. So they're kind of, like, playing... it close to the vest, but also being cautious about it. So
experimenting.
Yeah, exactly. Spaceman 117. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Spaceman 177. What's up, man? Thanks for joining the live. He says, I heard about the possible DC/Marvel crossover recently. Probably not a thing.
Maybe.
I think there's
with WB losing money, maybe.
Yeah, it's possible, because
I wouldn't doubt like if the conversation.
Yeah,
but I think Marvel is really not interested in kind of sticking their fingers into what DC's offering at the moment.
Yeah,
it's very, you know, controversial. I don't think Marvel wants to have anything to do with that at the moment. I think once the DC gets their shit together, then Marvel's like, all right, bet now we can work on something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. Yeah, go ahead.
If DC were to fall under Disney Studios,
okay,
maybe the worlds in the comics wouldn't mesh, but the worlds in the movies may. Because much like two wrestling companies, you're not gonna have your wrestler go over there and lose to fucking Stone Cold's not gonna go ahead and lose to fucking Ric Flair,
right?
WCW, right. And you know what I mean. Like, you're not gonna have Batman go in and fight Wolverine and lose. You know what I mean? Like, it's everybody has to have. Show face. So that's the only time I think that could be worked out.
Yeah. So here's my thing. Here's in the let's play the what if game. Okay. What if, you know, Disney buys DC? Okay. So, exactly. So let's play. Spaceman 117 says DC doesn't have a lot to offer at the moment. Disney will buy out WB eventually. And that's what I want to get to is that eventually Disney will probably buy them. Eventually, not now. Like Alex is saying, get your shit together, then maybe we'll talk. You know what I mean? But if they go ahead, if Disney ends up buying Warner Brothers, okay, and then DC comes along with it, what I think is going to happen is that they'll get their shit together under the, if they can't get their shit together and they're like, the only saving grace is Disney buying them, they get their shit together after they Disney will buy the earth. That's what Dr. Yoshipov says.
Yeah.
Most likely.
He's not wrong.
He's not. He's not wrong. No, no, no.
Like Demolition Man, it's all Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly. It's all Taco Bell.
Hey, you know what though? That food looks good. I go for a rat burger.
There you go. But here's the thing is that they would go ahead and buy Warner Brothers, but have them get on their feet. So you know how when Disney bought Marvel, they created Marvel Studios to have that umbrella under the Marvel movies. I think that they would do the same thing with DC, have them get on their feet, create Disney or DC Studios. And then, you know, go from there. And then eventually somewhere down the road, 5-10 years down the road, after that happens, we're talking about, you know, some sort of cross, you know, massive crossover where we do get Amalgam Comics, or do we get the Amalgam characters that ended up happening in the early 90s when they both fused. So
go ahead. I feel like it won't be a big thing. It'll be like, when Iron Man showed up in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a one-off, like a one-in-one. It's not going to be like the fucking Trinity in, you know, exactly, in an X-Men movie or something.
Yeah. It'll be something though, like that.
Speaking franchise-wise, if Disney were to buy DC and Warner Brothers, right? You're talking about not just DC in terms of it. You're talking about the Harry Potter franchise. You're talking talking about all these franchises that Warner Brothers has created, and they're already not only in their designated theme parks, I'm talking about Universal Studios, Six Flags, right? But like the movies that they already produce, right? The successes that they already do. If Disney gets their hands on that, it's utter chaos. I'll tell you this right now. It's gonna be like if Russia ate China and then the US just ate both of them together. Then they became one big ass country with everything, you know?
Yeah.
And like you'd be like, okay, I have everything now, but it's like, well, what can I offer? We have everything, you know?
Yeah.
It would take rides away from, I mean, to make their rides. Would you say, much like what is that? Would it be there's other comic book companies, but would that be considered your monopolizing?
Yeah, that it would fall under that category. Yeah,
in a way, yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah, it would fall under that.
It's like when I think T-Mobile wanted to buy AT&T and the government shut that shit down.
Yeah, they shut it down real quick.
So T-Mobile went about Sprint.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's basically like, it's like you can grow strong, but like, you know, it's like Disney's Thanos at this point. It's trying to collect all the damn Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
You know? It's got a good amount. It only needs like three more to become very powerful.
Yeah, that's true. He's not wrong.
I don't think the government or the FCC or any corporation that allows entertainment would allow that, if I'm being honest. Especially Comcast. Comcast is one of the owners of the majority of these companies. They're definitely not gonna push aside for that type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean,
like Larry King when we're listening to the caller.
Oh, I know. So, but yeah, man, is it going to happen? Probably. Is it going to happen in the near future? No, not even close, dude.
But if not DC, what is a good conglomerate to buy? I don't even know if that's the right word, but I know that word. What is a good company to buy?
For Disney to buy?
No. If Disney doesn't buy, say, Warner Brothers or DC, what is a good company? What's a viable option? So that,
well, based off Paramount. Of, yeah.
A Paramount? That'd be cool.
Paramount is definitely one that Disney should buy.
So Disney buys them too?
Well, no. Well, here's the thing. Okay, so the article that I was reading, you know, last week, they were pretty much talking about, you know, the purchase that took place with Discovery and Warner Brothers. So Discovery bought Warner Brothers, and, you know, we saw that's when everything ended up happening where DC pretty much shelved Batgirl and is canceling all these shows, you know, these movies and stuff like that, you know. So in that article that I was reading, essentially DC Studios or DC Comics is literally hemorrhaging money. Like, they can't stop. So it's coming, it's possible that Discovery is going to be like, fuck it, we're just going to sell off DC, you know, and try to recuperate any funds or anything like that. So if that happens, where DC is sold or has to be put up on the chopping block to be sold, I don't think Disney would buy them, first off, to be quite honest, right off the bat. Honestly, the one of the ones that I see doing this, or one of the two actually that I see, it's either going to be Amazon Studios that ends up buying DC, or it would be Paramount.
They already platform where they can distribute their shows and movies and stuff.
Yeah. Also, not even...
Yo.
The fucking Lord of the Rings looks amazing.
Yeah.
And that's on an Amazon budget.
Amazon.
Yeah.
It looks it. I don't see a difference between that and the movies.
Yeah. Spaceman 117 says they need a competitor to beat out in sales, essentially. And he says Amazon for sure. So he agrees. And he says Rings of Power is killer. I have not started Rings of Power yet. I have to get on it. There's a lot of shit that I have not, that I've started.
Is that the Lord of the Rings that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't started that at all?
No, dude, I have not.
I am like a week behind, but I'm watching it at the same time as House of Dragons.
Yeah.
Oh, One World, because they kind of speak similar, but it's like one's way darker than the other.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's fucking awesome.
Spaceman says it's beautiful. So, hey, man, I'll take your word for it. I've seen the trailers and stuff. It looks good.
You
know what, dude? I do believe you, but I don't blame you. You know what I mean?
Damn show to release. The whole season, I'm going to just binge watch it right after.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only 30 minutes, so it's like, oh, shit. We're and it's like kind of like 20 minutes because the last 10 minutes are all fucking credits and drawings.
Yeah, I think the last, I did the same thing with Ms. Marvel. I couldn't go show by show. The show just did not interest me at all, so I waited until it all came out, and then I just decided to go in and finish the whole thing.
Did win me over in the end, Ms. Marvel. Because by the end, when the spoiler, if you haven't seen it, by the end, when the parents kind of, instead of, it wasn't like, you're gonna kill yourself, or they're all gonna laugh at you. Like, it became like an embrace and heritage of like where the bracelet came from, and why she was so against it when the grandparent was in, like, it kind of made sense. Like, it's kind of this bracelet was the cause of my childhood, and you know, it was so good. It was really good. And the abandonment, when she thought it was her abandoning.
Right.
Sorry.
No, yeah. Spaceman says that it's good. And I think he's referring to She-Hulk. He says it's good. Super Disney-fied, but good. You know what? I agree with that statement. And then, you know what? The same thing for Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel was good. Okay. A lot of people shit on it, but you need to understand is that Ms. Marvel was a coming of age tale, you know, that's set in high school. So it's gonna have that, as a lot of people were comparing it to, Disney Channel vibes, you know.
It was not that bad. And when I mean that bad, I mean it's not high school zombies, or it's not, oh my god, it's not stupid.
I've heard of it. Isn't that the one where it's like the kids of the villains?
Oh yeah. My goddaughter's sister is watching that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some scenes that.
But I mean, at the same time, if you watch that, when it gets into New Mutants, you're gonna know what the fuck is up. Like, you're gonna have at least a platform to go from. As we said about She-Hulk, to everyone. If it's just not for you, then it's not for you, and you don't have to watch it. You don't just skip on. If you can't complain that it's all not connected,
right?
But also complain that it isn't connected. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's not connected, but then you don't want it to be like it's. You can't have
your cake and eat it too, yeah. Man. Yeah. Spaceman says, I've heard wonderful things about Ms. Marvel. Too many shows to catch up on. Absolutely. Yeah, dude. I completely agree with him because it's like, I'm only on episode 2 of House of Dragons, okay? I have not caught up on House of Dragons.
Asshole.
Dude, look, okay?
You know,
it's a cardinal sin to watch an episode without your significant other if you're both into, okay?
I haven't watched Animal Kingdom since my ex. I clearly have to fucking start watching Animal Kingdom, catch up, but I mean, I know by that, what I mean is I agree.
Right. It's a cardinal sin. Like, you can't do that. That doing something like that causes divorces. You know? I know. Throw the book at him.
Yeah, you definitely.
So I'm only. Yeah, Spaceman says I'm an episode behind on both House of Dragons and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, same.
And the girlfriend wants to finish Vikings. Oh, see, that's another one. Vikings.
Oh, I heard there's a Vikings game.
There's a game on Netflix.
There's a game that's an app or whatever, and like it connects to the show.
Really.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know if it's like they release characters as they show on the show. I don't know.
What show is this? Kind of
Vikings. There's an app. Really? Yes.
Yeah.
That's another show.
And I don't watch it. I just know about it because... go for it, man. Sorry. Also, I have some things from subjects to bring up.
Yeah, and then he also said... he says that he just started Dahmer. Like, that's another one that I want to watch is Dahmer.
Dude. I saw the first episode and I thought I was going to shit my pants. But it was so good.
That show is good. I'm like,
and that's what our other co-host Andres was saying. Andres, who's big into horror and likes, you know, the horror aspect and the horror movies and stuff like that. Even he says, bro, I got to take a break from that episode. Like, it's well done, well written, but I need to take a break from it. Like, that's how, like, brutal it is, you know?
No, this show, they like what the show, the actor, man, the actor who's playing Dahmer, I loved him doing this.
Evan Peters,
He's a Quicksilver from the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, oh, God. There was a couple times where I had to pause it and I had to go walk, dude, because... I couldn't like watch it through and through. That show made me cringe so bad. It was just too good.
Yeah.
A lot of his acting is him just silent.
Bro, right? Because he's in American Horror Stories and he's fucking brilliant in that. Spaceman says, I hope Evan is getting good counseling through all these roles. I mean, what's he's not wrong.
Not being controversial. I just don't know why the situation. What was the issue about the LGBTQ tag?
Oh, I think the reason... Okay, so Netflix ended up tagging, you know, because they do like their little hashtags in order to tie in, you know, categories and stuff like that. So the LGBTQ community was highly upset because the only thing that ended up happening is a lot of the people that were murdered by Dahmer were... gay men. It's just kind of like, oh, so you're tagging the LGBTQ because Dahmer ended up murdering, you know, a lot of gay men, you know. So they're just like, so it was one of those where it's just like they handed the paperwork to the guy at Netflix or the girl on Netflix to go ahead and add the tags to it, not thinking that, you know, it was anything wrong. And I guarantee you probably what it was is that when they have a brand new show, they have these boxes that they have to check off, you know. It's just like, is it action? Yes. Is it thriller? Yes. Is it this? Yes. You know, and that's probably what it was.
But he wasn't killing them out of hatred. He was killing them because that was his way in, his way, because he was also, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not signing up for fucking Dahmer. Please do not cancel.
No, yeah.
That was his form of, like, sexual...
Yeah, his prey.
Killing people, like, aroused. You saw that one episode where he's going at it with himself, and he's looking at the magazine.
Yeah.
Right? Spoilers alert. And he just can't seem to concentrate. And then he closes his eyes, and he starts thinking about how he killed the raccoon and how he's pulling the guts out of the raccoon. And he fucking jizzed himself, dude.
Yeah.
Like... That's mental.
And yeah, and here's the thing that Spaceman even brought up. He says there's a lot of homophobia and racism that made the police turn their heads away from the crimes, which is fucking true, dude.
Yeah. When the way it starts out, you've seen the first episode, right?
No, I haven't seen any of it. But I know the story of Dahmer, okay. So it's like
the way it starts out,
like, you know.
It starts out because I didn't know names, but I follow a lot of true crime. I'm just fucking stupid and ridiculous like that. I can't watch a scary movie, but I go to sleep to true crime shit. I thought the way they were gonna start it was the one guy that ran to the cops and like, he's fucking, he's trying to kill me. And the cops disregarded him because he was, because Jeffrey Dahmer just said, we're just doing gay stuff.
Yeah.
And the cops were like, hey, just go take it back to the room. I thought that's what we were starting with. And I thought it was like, oh my God, we're starting with the worst, like, you don't believe me, he's trying to kill me. Like I thought we're starting here. And I thought it was going to be all trial-y, but no, it's going to be a lot of flashbacks, right, Alex? From what I saw from...
Yeah. So basically, the whole show, Dahmer gets caught by the cops.
Yeah.
And they're interrogating him, and he's just, like, telling them the stories of all the murders that he did. And you get the flashback of those murders and how he did it. So it starts back to where he's like with his dad, with his mom, his first kill, with his grandma, and then they get gone so forth and so forth to the point where he got caught by the cops and what they found and stuff. But it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's like you think he has like one or two or three or four kills, and then he starts opening up the context of all the kills that he's done and all the bodies that he has, and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's crazy. So needless to say, and I'm sure Alex and Ash can agree, and Spaceman can agree as well, is that there's a lot of good content to watch. There's just not enough time to watch it in. You know what I mean?
And sometimes, okay, we all have this too. I know we do. You, even though it's just watching TV,
yeah,
you don't want to sit down and invest in anything. You'd rather put on Dumb and Dumber and just fucking just chill and just, you know what I mean? Like, if I put on fucking House of Dragons right now, I have to pay attention,
right,
where you could just get on a game on an app and put on Seinfeld or Friends or fucking The Office, whatever you want. Like, what I mean? Yeah. It's a mindset, especially like right now, we have an hour or two before you go to sleep. Like, you're not going to invest in something that's going to, I got to watch another episode. I got to watch another episode because you know what it does to you.
Well, yeah. And here's the thing, to go back to She-Hulk, and I'm not going to spoil anything, Alex, but it's just gotta, he says never enough time. He goes, gotta run in, have a good, all right, Spaceman, thanks for stopping by, man. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for tuning in. I'm not gonna spoil anything for She-Hulk, but obviously you're aware that Daredevil's supposed to make an appearance, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all over the internet. Okay, so here's the thing. People, and I'm just gonna, I'm the only thing I'm gonna tell you is that people are getting pissed off because they're essentially, you know the one episode in Rick and Morty where Rick ends up building creates the butter bot, and then the robot goes up to him and says, what is my purpose? And he says, to pass butter. Like that's essentially, that's the meme that I see, where it's Rick and then the robot, but it has She-Hulk's head on there. It says, what is my purpose? And then it says, to introduce Daredevil.
Right. Oh, shit.
Yeah. You know, and
that disregards everything she does. Yeah.
As fucked up as it sounds, it makes sense. I you know what though? I think, and this is just me, you know, spitballing here, I think that Marvel is bound to create an all female Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Where they're just gonna come out with like all the women are just gonna go in and do this one mission or do this one thing, right? And they're just saying out the characters. But unfortunately, they're not really giving them a lot of presence, you know?
Right.
They're coming out with an Agatha Harkness,
yeah.
Right, you're coming out with that. Is it House of Harkness or something?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell that's going to be about, but I guess, you know, we need that. If She-Hulk was designed to introduce Daredevil, I guess it was necessary, whatever. I mean, you can always, you know, come back and do, like, maybe She-Hulk season two and then just make it all about her.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm excited for Daredevil. I'm excited that they're bringing back the cast. You know, was it a good idea to introduce him in She-Hulk? Probably not. Was it necessary? Not really. If I'm being honest with you, people were going to watch it anyways.
Yeah.
But it does make sense because, you know, they're both lawyers and, you know, they have this purpose on them, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have been like Luke with it. And just, we saw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We saw him in the fucking full yellow suit. We still have that picture somewhere on the internet.
Yeah.
And that was before it even fucking premiered.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they should have been Luke with it and just showed the helmet when they showed the helmet. And, like, could it be? Could it be? And then, like, because that could... We did a Hulk movie where we only saw the fucking shield and then years later got fucking Cap. Like, yeah. Just show the helmet and just leave it alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now it's like they're watching a show they don't want to see because they're gonna wait for Daredevil. But it's like they're already saying that it counts. Netflix counts, but it doesn't count.
Right.
Right. So I mean, hopefully they at least stick to the character that he was.
Yeah,
less blood, but there it does exist because Daredevil and everything came over to Disney Plus, so everything does count. Just maybe going forward, it's not going to be sex scenes and Daredevil fucking nearly dying every episode.
Right, right.
I mean, why not? I mean, they're making Deadpool rated R. You know, will they bring back, you know, Jessica Jones and all the other characters? Probably not. Those guys are pretty much done, but. You know, if they're bringing back Daredevil, bring him back full stride. You know, like give us exactly where we left off.
Well, that's the thing.
At the end of the day,
that's the thing is that Charlie Cox has already gone on record saying that the Daredevil Born Again is not a season four. This is a season one.
Yeah,
you know.
So is this a variant?
What's it that?
Variant. It might be the same style, but maybe they're just trying not to. Maybe they don't want that Elektra. Maybe they don't. You know what I mean? I think
what they're gonna what Disney's doing is they're gonna slowly release. So if Daredevil Born Again is accepted with open arms and is a massive hit, then they'll probably end up bringing in Jessica Jones. You know. And then if that works out, then they'll probably bring in Luke Cage. And if that works out, then they'll probably do Iron Fist again. So,
you know, yeah, Iron Fist just came out this week saying that he wants to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Punisher back.
Well, yeah, and that's what they're saying. They're saying that Jon Bernthal is coming back, reprising his role as Punisher, and he's supposed to be in Daredevil as well as the Armory Wars, which, by the way, if you guys, I don't know if you guys heard this.
Oh, yeah, it was going to be, it was a
Armory series. Wars, yeah, they've upgraded it from a series to a full-on movie, which to me is, I think it's great, but I don't want to rush any character development. You know what I mean?
How do you, okay, so seeing like Thor, yeah. 4, right?
Yeah.
I'm not changing the subject. The reason I'm bringing this up is I am old school in the, it comes out on fucking Friday, but we release it at midnight.
Yeah.
But we release it at 9 o'clock because Eastern time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All the little
they theaters get away with. I'm into it. I'm that guy. So when I missed Thor 4, I kind of fucking really took that to heart as like, fuck. Now it's a choice of, do you want to go to the theater,
right,
and see it, or a month later, see it for free?
Yeah.
Like, I disregarded, not to disregard Thor. What? I'd rather go to the movie myself. I'm just saying it was out for 2 months prior to the way we are streaming.
Yeah, yeah.
2 months, and then it went to the dollar theater, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it gave you, like, so many chances before it even went. And now, fucking No Way Home went back to theaters, selected theaters. Like, it's so weird. It's, like, already out on fucking Blu-ray, DVD, or whatever.
But you know why they did that, right?
No.
The extended.
They did an they did an extended version of No Way Home. So, some of the deleted scenes were like finalized and finished and put into the movie.
That I didn't know that. They just said it's going back to.
Is that available in Disney Plus?
Probably not. And here's the thing. This is what I've noticed is that when the stuff goes from theaters to Disney Plus, they don't release everything right off the bat. They don't put like the deleted scenes. They don't put the bloopers. They don't do any of that stuff. It's just the movie. That's it. That's all you get is the movie.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I still haven't seen Thor 4 because it's now it's a comfortability thing. Now it's at my own leisure. You know what I mean? But I wish I would have seen it on at the theater. That's all.
It did make an impact in the movie theater over watching it on Disney Plus. I saw it both. I saw it in the theaters with some friends. I saw it in Disney Plus with my daughters. I definitely would watch it again in the movies. Yeah.
I saw it in theaters. I saw it opening weekend in theaters. I took my dad to go see it.
I meant about Armored Wars. Like,
yeah.
Or Armored Wars? Armored Wars. Right?
Yeah.
Armored Wars. So that's what I'm like, is that just because you upgraded it, there's not been any talk really of it other than what you just said? So like, there's no kind of, like they're only showing Rhodey right now, right?
Right, right.
So like, maybe it should be a series.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it went from like, Sam is now Captain America because he's a series. And we got not used to him, but you know what I'm saying? Like we're catching up at least to the comic book.
Yeah, yeah.
Of that time, you know what I mean? And you're Captain America because you gave us a chance to go from Chris Evans to Anthony
Mackie.
Anthony Mackie, you know what I mean? So yeah. I don't know, just little things like that.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, that's the one thing that I hope they don't lose or shorten is the character development. That's it. You know what I mean? And speaking of that, there was talks that apparently they were trying to keep it hush hush at D23 is that they found a replacement for Thunderbolt Ross because the original actor.
He passed away, huh?
He passed away. Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, crap. And I said that thing in the chat.
Yeah,
I forgot. I totally forgot that he passed away.
Yeah, he passed away. They're saying that Harrison Ford is supposed to go ahead and take on the role of Thunderbolt Ross. Personally, I don't think Harrison Ford's the right choice for that.
No, I don't see it.
Okay, so if you guys were to cast Thunderbolt Ross, who would you guys cast as Thunderbolt Ross?
I would say somebody not J.K. Rowling because he's in everything. But somebody his age-ish, so you could do three movies.
You mean J.K. Simmons?
Did I say J.K. Rowling? Don't book J.K. Rowling. Sorry, J.K. is the J.K. But somebody J.K. Simmons, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man age, just so you can get to where you're going and do the Red Hulk. Do the things you want to do. Like, don't give us, like Harrison Ford's going to do it and then maybe do one movie. Maybe two.
Yeah.
The second movie is going to be like three scenes. Like we know how Harrison Ford is. Like he wants to do a performance and then that's the character.
Yeah.
He's also a franchise guy, but it's a franchise. Much like I saw, the way that I respect an actor is you do the movie that's going to get you millions of dollars, but it allows you, if actor, it allows you to do the Stalker, the Lake House, all the fucking creative movies you want to do, but then you just go back to whatever. You can't shit on the fact that the Lake House doesn't make you that much money.
Yeah.
Because the Matrix is going to make you, you know, $1 billion. Like,
right.
What people want to see. People may not want to see the creative movies that you want to do. You know what I mean? As an actor.
Right. So who would you cast as Thunderbolt Ross?
I do. I have two choices, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
I would say one would be Kevin Costner.
Okay.
Nice. Or Jeff Bridges would be my second choice.
J- Jeff Bridges.
Well, he Jeff Bridges did play, what's his name, in Iron Man, Obadiah. He played Obadiah Stane in Iron Man.
Yeah, I don't know, like if they brought Jeff Bridges as Thunderbolt, I see it.
Yeah,
if it stuck to it,
or you could even do Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott would.
I was gonna say, I was thinking of his name. Yes, I don't know how old he is now, because I'm
Right now, he's doing the Paramount Plus show 1883, which is supposed to be like a prequel to Yellowstone. So he's doing that right now.
Fucking show, by the way. I can't wait for season 5 or 6.
For Yellowstone?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's another one that I need to get on. That I need to jump on that boat too. So.
Yeah, you definitely need to watch that one. That's definitely a recommendation.
You know what? He's not old enough.
How old is he?
Wait. Listen to what I'm going to say. David Schwimmer. Now, only so that you can get to Red Hulk. Because if it's a 10-year plan, David Schwimmer now going into 10 years, like, look at Abomination. Tim Roth is a little older, and Tim Roth can hang at the time that Incredible Hulk came out.
Yeah.
But it was a harder time to accept him older.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, he became the Abomination that was fucking the Abomination that we're used to in the comic books. That's just cool. But, you know, like, we're used to the guy that took the storm running fucking 95 miles an hour and fucking just, he did around the same time as fucking Planet of the Apes. Like, very method, very like, this is how I would walk. This is how, like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, if it was Tim Roth 2007, to Tim Roth now, like with Red Hulk, that world of him being Red Hulk would have been amazing, right?
Yeah. Okay. So,
but my pick would be David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer. Okay. I'm not shitting on it because David Schwimmer actually was in Band of Brothers and played a pretty good asshole in that show. You know,
that's what I'm going by.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But can he pull off a mustache, though?
We would have to cast him as a young Thunderbolt, in a way, you know?
True, yeah. There's also that, too.
Because David Schwimmer he's like in his early 50s.
Yeah.
Right. And him dealing with the other Thunderbolts, him being older. You know what I mean? Like, you have a longer amount of time. You can maybe have 4 or 5 seasons as opposed to somebody that's already old.
Right.
Where you're like,
well, here's the thing though. If they're supposed to pick up where, and I can't remember his name for Christ's sake. I can't remember his name who played Thunderbolt Ross. If they're going based off of his age there, they have to pretty much stick around to the same, you know, age range if they're trying to do something like that. So
he was like in his 60s or 70s.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking about having a heart attack while playing golf.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. I think Harrison Ford is too old, and I don't think he'd be as committed to be a general, you know? Like I don't see him as that, you know? I don't see him as that.
He definitely wouldn't be Thunderbolts if he did the movie. He wouldn't be, right?
That what?
He wouldn't do the Thunderbolts. Are they considering him for Thunderbolts?
They're considering him for Thunderbolts. Good.
Oh, is Thunderbolts going to be a movie or a series?
A movie.
Oh, my bad. That's what I didn't hear.
That's his name. William Hurt. That's his name.
You know what? You want to know?
Oh, is it John Hurt? My bad.
Sam Elliott already played
Thunderbolts. Yeah,
he did. In
So he already has that persona in there. I mean, we'll just bring his ass back.
Yeah.
All right. Non-cryptic.
A little shorter, but the persona is there. The guy's there.
So here's who I would consider. Okay, I think Sam Elliott's a great comeback. Ron Perlman.
That's a good one.
I will up you. That sounded weird. Mickey Rourke.
No.
What? Mickey Rourke. But no.
And the other.
Oh, he's already in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah. Haywire, the other person that came in mind, and I was thinking of him, and I'm like, no, he was in the Marvel Universe already. Who I think would also play a pretty good Thunderbolt Ross, Kurt Russell. He was Ego. He was already Ego. So that's what I'm saying. It's like he's already been there.
But I was thinking of Butch, Sin City, Mickey Rourke.
Oh, well, maybe, maybe.
Fucking long hair, fucking cool.
We got Rourke. We got Mickey Rourke as Whiplash on Iron Man 2.
Whiplash. I said Haywire. It was Whiplash. Haywire.
I mean, that's enough Mickey Rourke.
Thanos is fucking Cable.
Yeah, but here's the difference is that Thanos was CGI.
Right.
It looks just like, yeah.
You know. So I think Ron Perlman would be an excellent Thunderbolt Ross. You know, especially if he kind of pulls in that persona that he had in Sons of Anarchy. I think he'd be able to pull it off, dude. But I don't. Harrison
yeah, Ford has that dick of that dickishness of like, it's cool. Like, let him do whatever he wants as long as it doesn't fuck with my fucking plan.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't fuck with my plan, he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, which was all of the first few seasons.
Yeah,
that is a good choice. That is a very good choice. Plus,
yeah, man,
young enough to maybe do 1 to 3 movies.
Because he's in, I think Ron Perlman's in his like mid to late 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in his like early 60s, mid 60s, I think.
Yeah, you know.
I still want him back in Subway, though.
I see it, though, but honestly, I see the dude, and all I see is Daredevil. I mean, not Daredevil, I'm sorry, freaking...
Hellboy?
What's the Hellboy? There you go, Jesus. Slipped out of my mind.
Yeah,
I feel like fucking Stranger Things. Fuck, I know
David Harbour.
Thank you.
He's already playing Red Guardian in the movie, dude.
No. I just mean more like he played a good Hellboy, but I feel like he was just playing a younger version of Ron Perlman. Like
yes.
But the enemies were fucking a lot more elaborate and a lot more.
The writing was shitty, dude. I'll tell you that right now. The writing was fucking horrible.
I didn't finish that movie. That shit put me to sleep.
The writing was bad, dude. It was really bad.
Yeah, I agree. It was. I did like Golden Army better than.
Golden Army was a shit, dude.
Yeah.
I still have the collector's edition that came with the little character.
Yeah.
Such a good.
See, and, that and
a,
I
think that's one that's one good movie where the sequel is at least on par with the original or better.
Right. It's not shitty, but it's like it's not better, but it's not shitty. It's like right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hot take that from coming from me and anyone that's on Twitch and on TikTok either agree or disagree. Mila Jovovich, I think she's a bad actress.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was she brought up?
Because of Hellboy. I thought she did a horrible job in Hellboy.
She was not in that movie.
Yes, she was.
The new one?
Or the new one. Selma Blair? Huh?
Are you thinking of Selma Blair?
Selma Blair was in the first two Hellboys.
Fuck, I don't even remember the... The only thing I remember is the fucking The Ring ripoff girl. Are we talking about the new?
I'm talking about the new Hellboy.
Oh my God.
The one with David Harbour.
Other than that, I don't remember that.
Exactly. That's my point.
I don't remember her in that movie.
Yeah, that's my point. Watch it again, but pay attention to her dialogue when she's speaking.
Okay. But she was a model made into an actress, right?
Bro, her.
Excellent in Days and
Confused. Days and Confused, yes. Excellent in Fifth Element. Okay. The Resident Evil, the very first Resident
Evil. Oh, Fifth Element.
The very first Resident Evil, fantastic. The 8 Resident Evils that came after, shit.
I think Apocalypse.
I'd have to take your word for it. I didn't see it.
Which one?
Apocalypse. Resident Evil Apocalypse.
I liked them all. But I mean, it's you waiting for Nemesis. It's you waiting for like all the things that you saw in the game. Had nothing to do with the acting. Like, Ellie Larder. Good as fuck. Like, fucking, you're waiting. Anna. Like, the girl that played Anna was hot. Like, Mina? No, Anna. It wasn't based on, not the fucking guys that had the fucking, the bazookas. Like, all the things that you're waiting for in the game, the fucking, almost like Silent Hill with the fucking pyramid heads. Like,
yeah,
waiting for the things that you recognize in the game. You're not really, you could give a fuck about whatever. But that part where they're all stuck in the bus, that was pretty fucking cool. That was anxiety level.
What were you saying, Alex? About the new Resident Evil?
My bad.
The new Resident Evil movie sucked ass. Shouldn't watch it.
Yes.
The Netflix series was fucking shit too.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they were thinking with that. That was pretty sad.
Yeah, dude.
You know how Doom the whole movie Doom sucked, but everybody will always talk about the last 5 minutes.
The
only thing they ever talk about. The best thing about Resident Evil 7 was that you were in. It was Doom, but it was very. That shit was fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like, it was part one, you didn't know what to expect because, you know, we're coming from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right.
The opening the door and seeing a zombie, you're freaking out and you have two bullets. Resident Evil 7 had the same thing, but it was like, out of nowhere,
yeah, a
zombie fucking can kill you if you don't hit the button right fucking now. Like,
yeah,
had the same scary, The Last of Us kind of scary.
Dude, speaking of, that fucking trailer was amazing for The Last of
Us. I'm kind of scared.
Watch it.
Bro, Alex, dude, you got to watch it.
Have you played Last of Us Part 2?
I haven't. I don't have a PlayStation, so I've never played Last of Us.
I will tell you this. I've only been able to take a scene twice, and I beat it five times. There's one scene in a video game. Yeah, I could only take twice. It's a horrible, horrible.
So, I mean, I'm excited for it.
Are you talking about the one with the little kid, man?
No. There's a person in part two that dies from a golf club. And the cutaway is the entire breaking of the face.
Nice.
Hearing, like, in a game. Like, you're hearing it and you're seeing it. And it was like, oh, this is bad.
Oh, I'm totally YouTubing that.
Good. Well, I mean, again, I've only been able to take it twice. I heard it. I accept it. Moving on. Alex, yeah, said I've taken it twice. That's the joke. That's why I said I accept it. I said it.
You take it twice.
Give it to me again.
We have the line one more time.
The guy from fucking From Dusk Till Dawn, the sheriff. I didn't know he was like a good, like, I didn't know he was like a big name ass actor. Like, never knew that.
Dude, so, like,
knew that.
Man. Yeah.
Never knew that. Never saw him in anything. And I always wondered, like, why are they giving him like 5 minutes? Like, why is this a big
deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, outside looking in, like, why are they giving him like the whole conversation? And I thought it was just Quentin, but like, oh, my bad.
So, okay, speaking of From Dusk Till Dawn, what was the name of the character, the biker that had the crotch rocket?
Oh, fuck, he had a fucking guy name. Not guy, but like a that douchey kind of fucking name. You know what you should have had? Your fucking cards, man.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm being it right now, but like, it was like Rosh Rock. No, that's what you just said. He had like a weird fucking name, but totally douchey name.
Did you know that he's like one of the head guys?
Four.
Huh?
B movie lore.
Yeah,
right.
But did you know that he's like he was part of the whole practical effects for all these horror movies, bro?
Tom Savini, Sex Machine.
Sex Machine. That's what it was.
Tom Savini.
He's like fucking. I didn't know this. He's huge in the practical effects industry.
Yes.
Like fucking huge. I had no idea. And I found out because I was watching the series on Netflix, Movies That Made Us, and they talked about Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th and stuff like that. Yeah, he like did pretty much almost the special effects for like all those old school 80 films.
Wow. Michael Parks was the Texas Ranger. But yeah, like, yeah, I mean, fuck. Summer Hayek and the fucking snake scene. Oh, can't beat that. But Danny Trejo is like a fucking Tarantino mainstay, but almost like an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Once in Tarantino's circle and it got bigger, the bigger he got.
Right.
Because at the beginning, like Pulp Fiction and fucking all that stuff, like there was a lot of actors just taking a fucking chance or making a comeback. But like, who would be like, would it be Michael B. Jordan for the guy, the football player that became the fucking, when he turns around and becomes the, you know what I mean? Fighting it the whole time.
Yeah.
Or not OJ, but would it be like a football player like nowadays? Like,
right.
The choices he has now is bigger than what he had, but he still made everybody.
Yep.
Jim Brown, Fred Williams.
Uh-huh.
Like, what did you have access to now? Like Tarantino, like, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay. Right on. Very cool. So
it's the only really big movie other than
Tarantino. What?
There's a well-known fact: Quentin Tarantino loves feet.
Oh yeah, he's a big. Yeah. He's got a big old foot fetish.
Yeah.
Due to TikTok and IG, I've seen a lot of things cut off of feet. I'm all set.
Well, I think that's going to go ahead and wrap it up for us today for comics. This is episode 96. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Alex, man, thanks for popping in and being a part of episode 96. Everyone on our Twitch, thank you guys for tuning in live. Everyone that joined our TikTok, thank you guys for joining in. Thank you for the comments. We hope to see you guys for our next episode. Don't forget, October 20th is our 100th episode. We will be live again. So please, please, please mark that bad boy on your calendars. October 20th, we're going to be live. Hopefully we'll have the whole gang with us. And man.
I'll be live from Tijuana.
All right. Thanks again, everybody, for stopping by. We appreciate all you guys. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Later.
Twitchy, twitch, twitch.
We are still live.
I know.
So what are we doing?
Thank you.